Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, was a good man and a wise king, but he made a mistake that later brought great trouble on his family and on his kingdom. He married his son Jehoram to Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and wicked Jezebel. When Jehoshaphat died and Jehoram became king of Judah, his wife Athaliah led him into the wickedness of the house of Ahab. In order to keep them from rising up against him, Jehoram killed all his brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat. His queen Athaliah set up idols all around Jerusalem and in Judah and led the people in worshiping them. The prophet Elijah was still living in Israel when Jehoram began to reign in Judah. He sent a letter to King Jehoram containing a message from the Lord. He wrote, "The Lord, the God of David, says, because you have not walked in the ways of your father, Jehoshaphat, but have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and have led the people of Jerusalem and of Judah to turn from the Lord to idols, and because you have slain your brothers, who were better than you, therefore the Lord will strike you and your house and your people, and you shall have a terrible disease that none can cure." And after this, great troubles came upon Jehoram and his kingdom. The Edomites on the south, who had been under the rule of Judah since the days of David, broke away from King Jehoram and set up a kingdom of their own. The Philistines on the west and the Arabians of the desert made war upon him. They broke into his palace and carried away his treasures and killed all his children except one, the youngest. And a sickness fell on Jehoram, a sickness that lasted many years and caused him great suffering. No cure could be found, and after long years of pain, Jehoram died. His reign of 8 years had been so evil that no one was sorry that he died, and his body was not buried among the kings of Judah. After Jehoram, his youngest son Ahaziah became king. His mother was the wicked Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel. Ahaziah reigned only 1 year because while he was visiting his uncle, King Jehoram of Israel, he was slain by Jehu. It was during this time that Jehu rose against the house of Ahab, killed Jehoram, Ahab's son, and Jezebel, Ahab's widow, and made himself king of Israel. But Jehu gave Ahaziah a king's burial because, as he said, he was the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, heard that her son was dead, all the fierceness of her mother Jezebel arose in her heart. She seized the princes who belonged to the family of David and killed them. Not a man of the royal line was left. And she made herself queen and ruler over the land of Judah. She shut up the house of the Lord and built a temple for Baal. For 6 years she led the people of Judah in all wickedness. In the slaughter of the royal family by Athaliah, one little child of Ahaziah had been saved alive. His name was Joash. He was a baby, only a year old, when his grandmother Athaliah seized the throne, and his aunt, a sister of Ahaziah and the wife of the priest Jehoiada, hid him in the temple of the Lord and kept him safe from the hate of Queen Athaliah. There he stayed for 6 years, while Jehoiada the priest was preparing to make him king. When all things were ready and little Joash was 7 years old, Jehoiada the priest brought him out of his hiding place and set him before the people and the rulers in the temple and placed the crown on his head. Then all the people shouted, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" Queen Athaliah heard the noise of the shouting and came out of her palace to see what had taken place. She saw the little boy king standing by a pillar in the temple with the crown upon his head, and around him the soldiers and the people crying aloud, "Long live the king!" Athaliah was very angry when she saw all this. She called for her servants and her soldiers to break up this gathering of the people and to take the boy king. But no one would follow her, for they were tired of her cruel rule, and they wished to have for their king one who came from the line of David. Jehoiada said to the soldiers, "Take this woman and carry her out of the temple of the Lord. Let not her blood be spilled in the holy house." So they seized Athaliah and dragged her out of the temple and killed her. Then Jehoiada and all the people made a promise to serve the Lord only. They tore down the house of the idol Baal and destroyed the images and broke its altar in pieces. They made the temple holy once more and set the house in order and offered the sacrifices and held the daily worship before the altar. And all the people were glad to have a descendant of David, one of the royal line, once more on the throne of Judah. As long as Jehoiada the good priest lived, Joash ruled well, and his people served the Lord. When King Joash grew up, he wished to have the temple of the Lord made new and beautiful, because over the years, since the building of the temple by Solomon, it had grown old and fallen into decay. Then, too, Queen Athaliah and the men who worshiped Baal had broken down the walls in many places, and they had carried away the gold and the silver of the temple to use in the worship of Baal. At first, King Joash told the priests and Levites who served in the temple to go through the land and ask the people for money to be spent in the fitting up of the temple. But the priests and Levites were slow in their work, so the king tried another plan for getting the money that was needed. He caused a large box or chest to be made and placed it at the door of the temple, so that all would see it when they came in to worship the Lord. In the lid of the box was a hole through which they could drop money into the box. The king sent word throughout all the land that whenever the princes and the people came into the temple, they should drop gifts of money into the chest. The people were happy to do this and brought their gifts willingly, because they all wanted God's house to be made beautiful. In a short time, the box was full of gold and silver. Then the king's officers opened the box, put the money in bags, and placed the bags of money in a safe place. The box was filled with gold and silver many times until there was an abundance of money to pay for all the work needed in the temple and for making new ornaments of gold and silver. The good priest Jehoiada died when he was very old. After his death, there was no one to keep King Joash in the right way. The princes of the land loved to worship idols and did not serve God. They led King Joash into wicked ways. This was sad, because he had done so well while Jehoiada lived. God was not pleased with Joash after he forsook the Lord, and God allowed the Syrians from the north to come upon the land. They robbed the cities and left Joash sick and poor. Soon after the coming of the Syrians, Joash's own servants killed him and made his son Amasa king in his place.